direct from the Los Angeles Underground. Open your ear holes for The Superiority Complex, a Guano production.
Welcome to a special live episode of The Superiority Complex. We are here in Anaheim, California, in line for the 2015 Star Wars Celebration. This is my first convention. I'm here joined by my Foggy Nelson, Martin Cisneros.
Hey, how's it going?
Also with us is Louie.
Hey.
Also with us is Jake.
Hola.
And also with us is Yorgi.
Where's your mother?
These are not their real names. How do you guys feel? We're standing outside. We see there are stormtroopers lined up inside. How do you guys feel right now?
My balls tingle a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Would you say there's a disturbance of the Force?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, he is. Well, the Force has a powerful influence on the weak-minded. Am I right, Jake?
Absolutely.
Louis, this is obviously your Christmas. How do you feel?
This is my entire life.
I thought I was
waiting almost 30 years for this.
Is this your first convention, Star Wars convention?
It is.
It is mine as well. It's my first convention. I mean, I know, guys, I'm kind of a nerd, and that's probably surprising to a lot of you, but these guys know me outside of the podcast, and they know how cool I am in real life. So this is just as big a shock to them as it is to you. We'll be back from the floor of the convention. We're going to talk to maybe some other Star Wars fans, maybe not, maybe some guys in Stormtrooper costume. We're definitely going to be on the lookout for some copper bikinis, but we will be back after this. Well, we're inside. Hold on, here we go. Yeah, we're inside the floor now, guys. We're in the middle of this floor at the Star Wars convention. And I'm talking to two people here. What are your names, gentlemen?
Anthony Kwan.
Oh, I'm not talking to three people here. Anthony Kwan.
David Chang.
Bill Arukan.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, and now for the audience at home, they obviously can't see you. What are you dressed as today?
I'm an original series Klingon.
You are?
And Jim Kirk.
And you are?
First Contact Next Generation.
Now, let me ask you a question. What convention are we in, gentlemen?
We're at a J.J. Abrams convention, and we got him
first. Yeah. But what about the original series? Would you consider yourself a J.J. Abrams creation? Original series Klingon?
We had J.J. first.
Let me ask you a question. Why do the original series Klingons look different than the movie Klingons?
Budgetary issues.
Yeah. It was the disease.
Oh. There was a disease?
Yes, there was a disease.
No.
Dave Smart.
Are you Star Wars fans as well?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, tomorrow we're dressing all Star Wars.
Yes, tomorrow Jedi Day.
For the rest of the weekend we're doing
Star Wars. Now let me ask you this. How are the Star Wars guys? How are they treating you? Are they treating you pretty well? Do you feel welcome?
Most of them are pretty good. We get a few sneers here there.
We actually did a Star Trek Star Wars photo shoot this morning.
How was it?
It was good. It was good.
And do you go to a lot of conventions, gentlemen? Are you all into cosplay a lot? What are some other things you do for cosplay?
San Diego Comic Con,
WonderCon,
Dragon Con,
also the Star Trek Las Vegas convention, of course.
Of course, superheroes as well, or mainly sci-fi?
Mostly sci-fi.
Superheroes coming up.
Star Trek.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, and good luck out there.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Yeah. Live long, and may the Force be with you.
All right.
Okay, here we are. Here we go. We're back with Louis, Jake, George, Martin. What do you guys think of the convention so far? Louis, how much money have you spent so far?
None. I think I'm holding off for days 2, 3, and 4.
Jake, what's the over-under on what Louis is going to spend by Sunday?
400.
What do you say?
5. I'll go 5.
500? Wait. George?
I'll take the under.
401.
Jake.
I feel like he's going to push it around $500. I feel like you're going to come home with something, really. What's the thing that's caught your eye the most so far?
The dudes.
They're not for sale, George. I already checked.
What's been your favorite costume so far?
I love seeing all the different Boba Fetts. I'm a big Boba Fett fan, and just seeing all the different colors and different, I don't know, so many Boba Fetts.
Martin, what was it like urinating next to a Wookiee?
It was everything I ever expected it to be. It was quite scary.
Yeah. George, your thoughts so far? We'll be back. Okay, here we are, guys. We're in line. for a food truck. Jake has picked where we're going to have lunch today. Jake, how did you settle on this particular food truck?
California cheesesteak.
Can you describe what's in the California?
I can't read it. I'm just hoping magic. Can you read it?
I can read that they have a butter poached lobster grilled cheese, a Cubano grill, a pork belly melt, a BBLT, and a pork belly burrito.
I'm going to see if they can do the lobster melt in the cheesesteak.
Let's wrap it up?
Yep, wrap it up.
You were looking at the pizza earlier, Georgia. What made you decide against it?
The line's too long.
You know, obviously you guys can't see this, but how many food trucks do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 food trucks are out here serving everything from pizza to we've got cheesesteaks. We've got an Italian ice truck. I saw Jake and I spotted a thing doing ice cream sandwiches with peanut butter cups jammed inside.
Wait, what?
Yeah, right up.
Don't worry, that's dessert.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. It comes close to all my dreams coming true at the Star Wars convention.
Yeah, right? Okay, well, we'll be back after we have lunch. We'll let you know how this is. The name of the food truck is Devilicious, which is, I believe, a song by, what's her name? Beyonce?
That's Fergalicious.
Oh, is it?
Fergalicious, Definitious, Devilicious.
What about Bootylicious? Who sings Bootylicious?
That's your girl, Beyonce.
Mm. All right. May the force be with her. We'll be back. Hi, everybody. I'm standing here with Chris, who is a droid builder. Can you tell us what that entails, Chris?
Basically, the R2 builders build R2-D2s. I don't know. Everybody loves R2.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, there's, you know.
How did you get started in the? Would you call it a hobby, or would you call it?
Yeah, it's definitely a hobby, possibly even a sickness.
How did you get started with it?
I got started around the time of Celebration 6. I came across the Astromech Builders website and saw, you know, all the amazing droids that people were building, and decided I wanted to do that too. So about a couple days later, I bought my first part, and I've been hooked ever since.
How long did it take you to build your first R2?
I'm still building. I've been working on getting parts for 3 years, and I have no idea. It'll probably never be finished.
What is it that you enjoy most about the hobby?
It's just a really creative hobby. You know, you get to work with your hands, and eventually you'll end up with a life-size R2-D2. You know, nothing's cooler than that.
And there are several in this room. There's got to be at least, I don't know, 50 in here, and they all seem fully functional.
Yeah. There's varying degrees of functionality. It's pretty amazing what some of these guys have been doing with their droids. R2 builders. I don't know if you've heard, but J.J. Abrams actually hired R2 builders to build the R2 for the new movie.
I did not know that.
So yeah, I forget the guys' names, but it's a couple of the UK builders built the R2 for the new movie.
That's incredible. So your end goal here is a completely functional Astromech R2 unit.
Yes, completely functional. Lights, bells, whistles, remote control, drive it around.
When do you see yourself? Well, you said it might never be done. Is that correct?
Well, you know, there's always something new to add. So I don't know. I'd like to get him on his feet and moving, like, you know, as soon as possible. But hopefully I'll have a finished droid by the next celebration.
Well, thanks for taking your time to talk to us, Chris. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, we're here with some members of, I believe it's called the Saber Guild. Correct. Is that correct? What are your names?
Amanda.
And your name, sir?
Scott.
And your name, sir?
My name is Rob. I'm the global director of Saber Guild.
Now, can you tell us about Saber Guild and what it is you do?
We're an LFL recognized lightsaber performance group. We do lightsabers for charity, lightsaber shows for charity events.
And how long have you guys been involved?
I've been involved for about 5 years.
How about you, sir?
I've been involved for 2 years with Saber Guild, 5 years total with another group.
And how about for you?
Saber Guild, about 8 years.
Can you tell us a little how it got started? About how it got started?
The founders of this group were actually 501st members, and because of the safety regulations with Lucasfilm, the other groups aren't allowed to do lightsaber shows. So because we have Jedi and Sith in our group, we custom tailored the group to be able to do lightsaber shows. That's including training and safety requirements.
How does one become a member of the Saber Guild?
We have a website, saberguild.com. There's a link on there to join us. You submit your costume. If your costume is approved, we get you in. If not, we tell you what needs to be modified to fit our standards. And then we have weekly practices where we do lightsaber training.
And where can we find out more about that?
Saberguild.com or on Facebook.
You're on Facebook as well?
Facebook, Saberguild, yeah.
And what ages do you accept?
18 and older, typically. But if you're under 18, as long as you have a family member present at all times, then you can be in the gym.
Excellent. And you have locations in all 50 states?
Not all 50 states yet. We're still fairly new. We have about 6 different states in the U.S., and we also have a temple in Rome and Tokyo, and we're working on Australia, and we have Canada also.
That's fantastic. Now, how many performances have you performed?
Personally, I've done about 4 or 5. This is going to be my 6th. This is my first time at Celebration. I am overwhelmed.
And are you performing here at Celebration this year?
Yes, we are. I believe you guys here.
You've
done 2 shows today.
No, our temple just did 1 show today, but we're performing. We're doing another one on Saturday.
Were you involved in the one today?
Yes.
How did it go?
Fantastic.
You seem to have come out okay.
Yes, I did.
Still walking.
Well, thank you very much, guys. And I'll please, again, if saberguild.com, please check them out. Everyone here is very nice. And will you pose for a picture? All right, we're standing in line for merchandise. Jake, how do you feel?
That terrible.
What?
Terrible.
Louis?
I got to go.
Why do you have to leave?
You know why.
Why do you have to leave?
We're standing here in line to try and get in, to try and get in another line just to buy stuff.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
How do you feel? George, how do you feel?
I feel good about it.
What are you going to buy if you get in there?
Probably nothing, but I just like waiting in line with you guys.
Martin, what do you have your eye on?
Nothing, really.
What have you purchased so far?
I bought 2 t-shirts and a bobblehead.
What have you purchased so far?
Well, I thought it was going to be a pork belly burrito, but it turned into be a pork belly melt and a round of beers for you guys.
How was it?
It was all right.
Thanks for the beer.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jake, what have you purchased so far?
Nothing.
Are you going to buy anything?
No. I want a Gatorade, though.
Let's go get a Gatorade.
I'm down.
All right, you go get us some.
Fine, you're getting freaking yellow.
Perfect.
Mexicans love yellow. Why do you guys love yellow?
Yellow what?
Did you?
Huh? Yeah.
You got original? Oh, so gross.
So good.
That's what Gatorade is.
Do you get the fierce melon? Is that what you get? The
no,
fierce?
Man.
He's white. He gets the orange. He gets the orange.
You're all wrong. Any blue.
Any blue.
Dodger white, blue?
Dark blue. Any
blue. Would you get a Dodger blue? Dodger blue?
Tastes like failure, but yeah.
When was the last time the Dodgers won a World Series?
Oh, poor 88.
When was the last time the Angels won a World Series?
2002.
And the time before that?
2002.
We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. We're back in the merch line. So we got out of one line to get into another line. Martin, how do you feel?
I'm excited.
We've been in this line. How long would you say?
30, 40 minutes.
George, how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling about your purchases?
Feeling good.
That's a pretty bitchin' towel, if I may say so myself.
Sexy Princess Leia. You got it.
Wait, what kind of towel did you get?
It's a Sexy Princess Leia.
Oh, is it?
It looks like Endless Summer 2.
Oh, nice.
Right, and we're standing here with, what is your name, sir?
Dave,
where are you from?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Dave, you came all the way from Michigan?
Yep.
Well, first thing I want to apologize for is our weather here in Southern California.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Trust me. I'm not the one holding up this line. Trust me. Dave, what's your favorite Star Wars film?
New Hope.
Very good. You know, most people say Empire Strikes Back. What gives New Hope the edge?
It's based on the hero journey.
That is true. And that's what Joseph Campbell talked about in Hero of a Thousand Faces. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think I was some dumb guy? Right, Dave?
No.
God bless you. Dave, you're sitting here holding, how many boxes would you say you're holding, Dave?
3 or 4.
Why did you get stuck? Where's the person you're holding these boxes for?
He is in the R2-D2 builder's room.
Here's what you do, Dave. When he gets here, you set the stuff down and you say, you hold it yourself and you walk away.
That's the plan.
That's a good plan, right?
Yes, it is.
So are you hoping the line will slow down so that we can put that plan into effect?
No, because he's up there till 7.
Oh, my God. You think we'll still be here till 7?
Hopefully not.
What time is it now? I've lost. No, don't look, Dave. Who has the time?
6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock. If we're still here at 7, Dave, will you do me a favor?
What's that?
Will you bury one of those boxes in my skull?
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks for talking to us. Does anyone else want to be on a low-rated but really fun podcast? Anybody? Does anyone want to be interviewed? You, sir, with a lollipop. Would you like to be interviewed? You're on. Congratulations, you're on the internet, sir.
Hi.
You're on a podcast.
Great, how are you?
Where are you from?
Corona.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Empire.
Correct. That is correct. Would anyone else like to be on a beloved podcast? Anyone? All right, let's talk about it. Where are you from, young lady?
I am originally from the Bay Area, and I saw Star Wars in the theater in San Francisco.
How old were you when you saw Star Wars?
I was 16.
Well, now, how? And you love all the movies?
Most of them.
What's your favorite one?
Empire.
That's correct. Who's your favorite character?
Han Solo.
How many of these celebrations have you been to?
Four. This is our fourth.
This is your fourth. Yeah. And this has been the best one because I'm here?
Yes, absolutely.
Correct. Thank you very much. We're back with our friend Dave from the merchandise line. I don't even know what to say. How's it going, Dave?
Good.
And you said this is your fifth celebration?
Yes.
Can you name the location of the other four?
Orlando, and I don't remember where the rest were.
It was all a blur, isn't it?
I'm just along for the ride to carry boxes.
And you do this everywhere you go?
Yes.
So your friend, whoever you're holding boxes for, is the Star Wars fan?
Yes.
What's your passion?
Comic books.
Oh, now you're talking our language. Who's your favorite superhero?
Favorite would be Nick Fury.
Have you binge-watched Daredevil yet?
Yes.
Did you cry?
Nope.
A little bit?
Nope.
How did you like it?
I liked it. I missed Michael Clark Duncan, though. That really
But did you think Vincent D'Onofrio did a good job as Kingpin?
He did.
All right. You're not as excited about it as I was.
No, he seemed a little autistic.
You know what, though, Dave? We're still best friends. All right. Thanks, Dave. Anyone else want to be on a podcast? Anyone? No? Nobody. Everybody just looks at me. I have to explain to Star Wars fans what a podcast is. This is a new low. Anybody?
What's up?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
What's your name?
Scott.
Where are you from, Scott?
Virginia, man.
What's your favorite?
Han Solo.
Ooh, the good answer. Correct answer. Anybody? Look at these people here. All right. We're standing in line. We're in the... Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But you know what? Here's what happens. We bunch the lineup, and then the people in the back get excited because it starts to move rapidly all of a sudden. I'm doing the citizens a favor. Would you gentlemen like to be on a podcast? Anybody? Gentlemen? No? Would your dad like to be on a podcast? Sir, I see you've got a Sith Lightning there on your head. I'm kidding. That is, of course, the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Which we all know is the greatest team of all. Is that correct, George?
That is very correct.
Yes. So you're visiting from San Diego, sir?
Actually, no. I'm from San Diego, but we live in New York now.
Very nice. So you flew all the way out from New York?
3,000 miles.
And who is the biggest Star Wars fan of the family?
Do you want to answer that? It's me.
Yeah, his son pointing at his dad. Oh, he's even got a tattoo. That is amazing.
Well, that's one of them. So,
that's one. And which is your favorite film?
New Hope. That's tough. Empire, New Hope, 4 or 5.
What was your name? I'm sorry.
Brett, B-R-E-T.
Brett, very nice to meet you. Thanks, guys. I promise. Let's look. Your names, ladies?
Candy.
Candy.
Monique. Nikki.
What was on?
Nikki.
Candy, Monique, and Nikki. And what is the name of your all-girl group? Because that is a name of a... Where are you from, girls?
Northern Alberta.
Northern Alberta. From Canada.
Okay, you're from Canada. Very nice to have you here. You flew all the way down from Canada. What is your favorite Star Wars film?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Correct.
Return of the Jedi.
Incorrect.
New Hope.
Ooh, one of each. No wonder you guys are all friends. And is this your first Star Wars celebration?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yep.
And what would you say? Would you say that being on a podcast here is probably the highlight of the whole weekend, even though it's Thursday?
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enjoy the show, girls, and may the force be with you. And I'm not going to say A because that's such a cheap. I know. No, you're from Alberta, right? Yeah. You're from the plains. Come on, they don't say it up there. I don't know anything about Canada. Hi, guys. Where are you from?
Brea, California.
Brea?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How about you?
San Francisco.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah, go Dodgers.
Just don't make a face. Oh, that was recording the whole time. Yeah, that's great. All right, here we go. This gentleman has been standing in front of us. So we're the meat. So Dave is, imagine it this way. Dave is one piece of bread. We're the meat. And then the other piece of bread is?
Brad.
Brad, whoa! Brad. Thank you. Did you hear that? Brad. What's your name? Your name is Brad? Standard spelling on that? I'm kidding. Jimmy Pardo reference. Sir, how long have you been a Star Wars fan?
Since the beginning.
Where are you from?
Montreal.
Montreal. Another person from Canada. Very nice to have you. Is this your first Star Wars celebration?
It is.
What do you think so far?
A lot of waiting.
Yeah, right? You should go to Disneyland next because that's exactly what it's like. That's right. What has been your favorite part of the show? Is it being on the podcast?
Yes, absolutely. The podcast.
Good answer. You Canadians are so polite. That's why we like cornering you and making you answer questions.
In fact, I'm going to walk around and try and find another podcast. After.
You won't find one as good as this.
Really?
One.
I'll follow you guys then.
Well, there were a bunch of quote-unquote professional podcasters here today, but, you know, I mean, come on. Yeah, they had actual equipment. When you get home and you hear this, you're going to be amazed at how this sounds.
That's right.
How terrible this sounds. It is quadruple. Like the old Who albums. That's very nice. All right, well, it was very nice. And did we ask you what your favorite character in the Star Wars universe is?
Ooh, that's a hard one. No, it's Luke's Empire, though.
Of course. And are you looking forward to
Han Solo or Boba Fett?
Han or Boba Fett. Yeah. Are you looking forward to Episode 7?
Yes.
What do you think the trailer looks like so far?
Pretty good.
Have you seen the trailer that came out today?
I did not.
Sir?
I was in a plane.
You were where, sir?
I flew in this morning.
You will weep openly. I kid you not.
I've already seen the pictures, though.
Shh. No, don't spoil it. No. Are you the biggest Star Wars fan in your family?
In my family, no.
Who is?
My son.
Your son is an even bigger. How old is your son?
I'm here.
No, we're going to tell him. He's going on the internet.
No, he's five.
Hey, Brad's son, your dad's here. Your dad's here.
I'll be moving in.
Come on down. There's plenty of room. Well, thanks, Brad.
Thanks.
We're back with the Canadian Power Trio. What is your name? I forgot your name. Candyland? What's the name of it?
I don't know the name. No, I don't think we had a name.
Which one is the bass player?
I would be the guitar player.
You'd be the guitar. How about you?
Lead singer.
Lead singer? Ukulele. So no drums?
No, that's what I actually
play. Do you really play the ukulele? How many times have you tried to play the Imperial March on the ukulele?
It doesn't sound right.
But you do try, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. Thank you, girls. They're back. Look for Candyland on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes. Okay, we're back with the Bay Area Star Wars fan. What were your names, guys?
Juliet
from San Francisco, and
Michael from Brea.
Michael from Brea. Brea, let me ask you a question. Is it true, Michael? Brea, one big shopping center. Is that true?
Somewhat, yeah.
Pretty, except for Birch Street, right?
Very, yeah. Very spread out.
And then there's food.
And then what did we say your favorite Star Wars movie was?
Which one?
Yeah, which is your favorite?
Actually, I love 4, 5, and 6.
All three of
them.
You're almost my favorite, except for that Giants thing.
No, actually, I'm an A's fan.
Oh, you're an A's fan. You're back in. Here, guys. Think about it. We're here with?
Jamie Richardson.
And?
Jaden Richardson.
Where are you visiting from, gentlemen?
Virginia.
You're obviously related?
Yes, my son.
Let me get this straight. You rule the galaxy as father and son.
We do, at least in Virginia.
Or at least your corner of Virginia.
Exactly.
What's it like knowing you guys will survive the zombie apocalypse?
Actually, pretty good. And, you know, they stay crunchy in milk.
What is your favorite Star Wars film, young man?
Return of the Jedi.
And how about you, sir?
I have to go with Empire. I mean, it's a classic, but, you know, it ends on such a down note.
It does, and just like life, right?
Exactly.
Are you enjoying Celebration so far?
Yeah, it's been great. This is the second one we've gone to, and much bigger this year.
Where was your first?
Florida.
Well, thank you for talking to us, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Okay, we're here with, what is your name?
My name is Jessica.
You work for Fantasy Flight Games, correct?
I do.
Can you tell us what you do for them?
Yes, I do broad and mass market sales for them.
So you're a sales, I get it, you're out there. This is perfect for you, this is the perfect. Now tell me why people, my wife and I are huge board gamers. I just got Armada in the mail over the weekend. I own Imperial Assault, which she and I have just learned to play, and X-Wing. So why should people go out and play these games, especially if they're Star Wars fans?
All right, well, we actually, in my opinion, make the best Star Wars games. We make a wide variety of games, from RPG games to board games to card games, and each of those games have difficulty levels, so you can get a really complex card game or a super easy card game. So,
what are some of the other games that you're responsible for selling?
Well, I'm responsible for selling all of the games.
What is your favorite, if I can ask?
My favorite would probably be Twilight Imperium, which is not a Star Wars game.
No, and it takes about 3 hours to play for the uninitiated.
That's right.
Do you enjoy playing it as well?
I love playing it.
So are you a board game geek yourself?
Yes.
Can we use that term?
Yes.
What is your so for Twilight Imperium, I've never played. How would you recommend a newbie like me? What should I do to go about getting in the mindset, getting ready to play a game of Twilight Imperium?
Well, first you will need a lot of food and beverages, because it will take a long time to learn, but once you learn it, it will become part of your life.
And that's one thing that people need to know about Fantasy Flight games. That there is, like you said, there is a learning curve. Some games are harder and some games are... X-Wing is relatively easy to pick up. Imperial Assault is a little bit harder. And I have not played Armada yet, but I'm ready for the challenge. So which of those three have you played, and which do you enjoy?
I've played all three of them, and all three of them are very, very different. Like, Imperial Assault is more of a board game type of, similar to a dungeon crawl feel with your miniatures and the puzzle-like board game. So that's really cool. And the X-Wing is about dogfights, and it's really quick. And Armada's being like the controlling overlord of all of the forces. So right now, my favorite of those three games would have to be Armada. And maybe it's my own personal vendetta, but I like being the overlord controlling all of the...
Do you like being the Empire?
Sometimes.
I feel like I'm getting a little bit of an Imperial vibe from you, Jessica.
Well, you know.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Jessica. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks. And is there anywhere... Where should people go to find Fantasy Flight stuff?
Well, you can go to our website, or you can go to any local retailer, and they should have it. So.
And that's fantasyflightgames.com, correct?
Yes.
We are in no way sponsored by, but I do have a ton of Fantasy Flight games at home, including the ones we just mentioned. So thank you very much, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
All right, here we are at the end of the day. I'm talking to some members of the 501st. Can you guys please tell my listeners what the 501st, what they do, who they are and what they do?
The 501st Legion is an international Star Wars costuming organization. We dress up in our costumes, and we attend events, and we raise money for children's charities.
How long have you been a part of the 501st?
I have actually been involved with the 501st since 2006, but I was an approved member in 2012.
How do you like it?
It's all I ever do. I love it.
So you've been to every celebration, I'm going to guess.
Actually, this is my first.
Mine too, so welcome.
Thank you.
How do you like it so far?
Oh my gosh, it's a blast.
And for my listeners who can't see you, you're wearing a speeder bike trooper outfit.
I'm wearing a biker scout.
So you need to watch out for trees, obviously.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of trees around here.
There are. So you're going to be here all 4 days?
Yes.
And will you be wearing the same armor all 4 days?
No, I actually also have a bounty hunter. I wear what the bounty hunter is called Bosch. It's the armor that Princess Leia wore in Return of the Jedi when she freed Han Solo in carbonite.
Are you going to be carrying any thermal grenades?
I do have a thermal detonator.
How's that? I said thermal grenade. Oh, my God. I just lost my status.
Turn in your nerd card.
That's it. I'm done. That's why I only got the 1 day pass. What was your name?
My name is Nikki Powers. I'm from Austin, Texas.
Well, we're glad to have you here in California, Nikki. Thank you so much for taking time to talk
about it. You guys have a great day.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
All right. Here we go, gentlemen. We're walking out of the Anaheim Convention Center. The sun is setting in the west. There's a dog in front of us. A couple of dogs we're about to see. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Yeah, there's a couple dogs. There's going to be a beagle charging at us right now. He's coming down the stairs. There's another dog on a leash. I don't know, because of the dog. I don't want to excite the dogs. They're worried. Dogs are worried at the amount of stormtroopers that are around. So the only two survivors are Martin and George. We lost Jake and Louie to the Ducks game. There is a Spaceballs. Oh, look, there's Dark Helmet. It's a Dark Helmet poster. So as we walk into the sunset, gentlemen, can I get your final thoughts on the convention today? George.
It was great. I had a lot of fun.
George, I'd say your nerd level is about, on a 1 to 10, you're about a 0.5. So how did it feel being like, it really, really, I mean, it was like immersion therapy for you today. How'd it go?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nerdy, you know. I would say like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't even give you that 2. I could say maybe 1, although you do love Star Wars. So you had a good time?
Had a great time.
Would you recommend it for someone who is not necessarily high on the nerd scale?
I would. It's a lot of fun.
Martine, you're a little higher on the nerd scale. Not quite Louis level of a Star Wars fan, but how did you like it?
It was a lot of fun. It was cool.
How much do you think you spent on merchandise, Martin?
About $100.
George?
$130.
Dang, that's right. I'm right at around $100. No, I'm a little over. Ugh. Anyway, well, that's okay. The kid doesn't need to eat. So anyway, as we end all our transmissions, we say that there's a gentleman walking down the street. Sir, would you like to be on the interwebs?
Sure.
What is your name, sir?
KY.
Where are you visiting from, sir?
San Francisco.
And how did you like the convention?
My feet hurt.
Well, you heard it here first, guys. His feet hurt. So from everybody else at the convention whose feet hurt also, we say that this transmission ends now.